This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Peyton and our new video operator?
Aiden's back there now. Yeah, he's hanging out.
Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing a Ellen Moore. It's Aiden, not
it's
Hayden.
Aiden. Yeah, it's Aiden.
Aiden. Mm-hmm. All right. He's getting in on the fist pump, even though there's no way he has watched two episodes of Jersey Shore. But that's fine.
Not a chance.
Possible.
That's
not a chance. He's a young and he's 23.
The old ones.
That show was over by the time he was 10.
The old ones are the all-time ones. The new ones, they're weak. Everyone's pregnant. And I mean, it's true. It's like no one wants to watch y'all run around with your kids and everything.
Except Jesse Holly.
Pauly D's lame. Vinny's lame.
Sitch.
Ronnie is sober. Situation is sober.
Boo, sobriety.
I mean, I want to watch Ratchet TV.
Yeah. Ratchet baby.
I did love when the two episodes I got in on Vanderpump Rules.
Don't even.
I liked it.
If you liked it, you would have watched, you would have got to episode three.
No, because Kristen doesn't want to watch it. And so it's like, I can't, if I start going like, excuse me, honey, I'm going to go in the back and watch this without you. That'd be like sitting in first class without her. That'd be ridiculous.
T-shirt time just ain't the same, man.
Did you like the NBA All-Star Game adjustments? My guess is you may not have even watched. I thought that they increased the competitive level and effort. The big problem was the stop downs. Just way too weird, way too long, way too awkward.
But it was
it was less of a layup line, an uncontested layup line. The final game, they gave their least amount of effort, which I was disappointed in, but they did increase the competitive level, but the TNT tribute after you started a game, that makes zero sense. And just way too, they tried to make the whole thing a ceremony.
It was a Kevin Hart comedy sketch with a basketball game as the side entertainment. That's what it was.
Yep.
And like you're eulogizing a TV show that isn't going anywhere. It's going to be on next year.
Yeah. Right.
What are you doing? We don't need to eulogize it.
And giving them too much power. I love inside the NBA. You're giving them too much power that they're choosing the teams and they're coaching the teams and it's their name on it. Way too much.
The response I saw on social media that was pretty unanimous, and I feel like we're heading for a shift here on Kevin Hart. Like, I feel like people are moving on Kevin Hart and like, all right, I'm tired of you. Because he universally used to be like, oh, everybody loves Kevin Hart and he's funny and
overexposed.
I saw a ton of people who were just like, shut Kevin Hart up. I don't want to hear this.
It's too much. Oh, the little trophy, the small little trophy. Kevin Durant tweeted, I think it's more fun to complain about the NBA than to actually watch it. Crazy. Cancel All-Star Weekend. And let's just give everybody a break since we're so miserable around this time. Fine.
Yeah. Agreed.
Deal.
Yep.
Agreed. I'm all for it. Look, when we're having Mr. Beast get waved off by Damian Lillard, like, dude, get the hell away from me. I'm trying to shoot. Or when Chris Paul's just going, I don't care about the fans. I'm just trying to get through this thing as fast as I can. Or Mac McClung is going like, I guess I'll do what Blake Griffin did and dunk like that. then it's like we've exhausted everything. We've done everything we can.
Who won the 3-point contest? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero?
No way. Yeah. Did he really?
You guys did not know who won the 3-point contest?
Nope. I saw the first round of it. I didn't actually bother to see who won.
I was watching the...
I know Mac McClung won the dunk contest.
Way to go, Bob. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep. I saw the dunk contest. I missed...
Glad you guys did a show yesterday.
Well, we at least two of us did.
One sporting event going on.
No, that's not true because you know the on Saturday night, the biggest event Saturday night was the hockey game.
No, the biggest event we were covering was Adam Silver's dumb comments about Luka and all the players who were commenting about Luka.
USA, I was during the 3-point shot. I was watching USA Canada getting about three fights in 9 seconds. That was quite cool.
I just think the bits of. All right, you got Kevin Hart up here commentating. You've got Mr. Beast talking into a microphone. That looked like it was legitimately irritating Damian Lillard having him out there. And there were a lot of people who were like, "This." I heard, I was listening to Maggie and Perloff driving in yesterday, and it was EJ, their board op, who was filling in and hosting for them. And he had said, like, something to the effect of, like, the minute you hand Mr. Beast a microphone tells me, like, you're unserious about what you're doing with this weekend.
That actually is the smartest thing they did because the All-Star game is geared towards kids and it always has been. Every sports All-Star game.
Mr. Beast is geared towards kids, it sounds like.
Is that a.
All those different controversies he's been caught up in.
It's, look, I mean, that's what it is. But the All-Star game is for 12 year olds. Every All-Star game is. It doesn't do anything for us to see LeBron and KD on a floor together.
Oscar Robertson responded to Draymond's criticism, the Big O, who I interviewed once and I was terrified.
Well,
he said, quote, Draymond says so much. Who cares what Draymond says? It doesn't mean anything. Basically saying, besides you passing the ball to Steph Curry all the time, you would be bored out there on a basketball floor. So Oscar Robertson going right after Draymond.
And Draymond yesterday, over the weekend talking about like, well, the game's just not physical enough. It's not physical. It's like, are you whining because people don't let you punch people or like, you know, elbow somebody in the gut? Like people are cracking up. So now you're just complaining. The it's not physical enough is for the guy who just doesn't have enough skill to hang in the NBA anymore and just wants to turn it into a barroom brawl. And that's what Draymond wants.
What was your Adam Silver Luka takeaway?
That to me anyway, I felt like Silver was giving too much cover. He's so spineless. He's just trying to give cover to, I empathize. Mavericks fans, you need to believe in your organization. You need to believe in what they do. Stop trying to sell it. Like, it's the same line we've gotten from the Mavericks, basically. Trust us. You're hurt. I mean, there's a little bit more empathy towards they're hurting, and I acknowledge that. But he tried to make it like, guys, look, I mean, they just went to the finals last year. It's like, with Luka, dude. That's the point. And so, like, I just thought Silver was... Yeah. Silver looks terrified answering questions every time I see him. He looks like he's up there just going like...
Oh, you hate him.
Please, please don't piss off a player. Please don't make them come for my job. That dude threw Donald Sterling out of the league, and then he went like, whoop, well, my job's done. I'm not going to do anything else that the players don't want me to do.
My takeaway was, like, he is right. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Right? And he would never give us the actual truth on whether or not this was orchestrated by the league anyway. So, you know, what you take what he has to say, you know, you can only take it to an extent if you really believe that this was orchestrated by the league, which I don't think it was orchestrated by the league. But if you do think that, then you can't believe a word he's saying. But, like, ultimately, the likelihood that they move or don't move has far more to do with the legislation than it does with any NBA player short term. Like that's it. It's if they get gambling here, they're going to stay. If they don't, they might leave. That's the reality.
Jalen Rose had a message on TNT for the Mavs ownership.
Normally, when you're about to get traded, there comes out negative things about your character publicly. And you endured it this year. I've seen you endure it. I played with you. And I don't like that it happened with Luka before he got traded and after he's traded. Is he in the greatest shape? Nope. Does he have some off-court things that he probably needs to improve as a 25-year-old? Absolutely. And I love Anthony Davis, but he was the second best player on the championship team. When Luka wins the championship, by the way, he just led them to the finals last year. It's been all NBA 5 times. He's going to be the best player on the championship team. So to me, it seems like they didn't want to pay Luka. So for me, if you don't want to pay Luka, then just sell the team.
That's right. I mean, look, that if you got to be in the business.
Yeah, if you don't want to pay to play, get out.
Yeah, the business of the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NFL, you got to spend money. End of the day, you cannot cost cut and be a competitive professional sports team. You just can't do it. Now, you get lucky, be the Rays, all right, and you have
athletics here and there.
Yeah, here and there, great. You'll never have a consistent fan base. You'll never have great, attendance. You'll never sign free agents. You'll never be a major player. You'll never sell jerseys. None of that. Because why would you buy a jersey if somebody they know is going to be gone in 5 years?
In that Athletic article we've read from this morning, which the Athletic had a profile piece on Nico Harrison and his thought process that we've been quoting from throughout the morning. When they say that they were never going to pay Luka the Supermax, did you get the impression from reading that they don't want to pay the Supermax, or it was like, no, we don't want to pay the Supermax to you?
Great question. I don't know.
Because I can't tell if that's, we just have reservations about paying that in general, or if it's about Luka.
I know. That's what I did the topic last week. Like, do you give them, no one is, but should we be looking at it like, hey, only four or five teams are paying the Supermax, so why are we killing this ownership group from not wanting to go there if only five teams are doing it? I was just trying to look at devil's advocate.
Based on what we seem to know about Nico.
Like, that needs to be a question to them. Are you willing to be in the second apron territory?
Yeah.
Or is that a mandate? Is that a company mandate? Or you just didn't want to get there with 77?
Based on what we know,
which I don't think they would have gotten there with him until like three more years.
That's what Bassett was saying. They're also never going to say,
right?
No, no. We're never gonna touch the second mandate. Even though Patrick DeMont is acting like he'll be honest with anything.
Yeah, just honestly, Shaq, what a great worker. The thing is that I think if based on how Nico clearly thinks about Anthony Davis and views him as that's my kind of man, not a great basketball player, but that's my kind of person that I want. I think if Anthony Davis were eligible for a Supermax right now, like, I think Nico would advocate to give it to him. Like, that's the kind of impression I get. So it just is about,
if you're advocating that you should trade Luka Doncic for him with the age difference, yeah, you'd have to think he'd give him the Supermax.
And absolutely. So to me, it's like, that to me says that the most important thing to Nico, more than talent or anything else, is just culture and player makeup. That's what he cares about more than anything else.
Sounds it.
Where have they plummeted in the power rankings?
Dude, this NBA team is to the point where I don't even care where they are in the power rankings because that's how bad it is. I don't have the power rankings story, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Which, I don't have NBA power rankings.
One of you said power rankings, though.
I sent MLB power rankings last week, and we read them yesterday.
I'm going to find this. This could either be...
Oh, my God.
This could be Hangover Sharif or catching these two.
I can't wait to see who did this.
I'm going to go to Choppy's email first to see. 877-881-1053 is my usual filler when something like this happens.
Okay. It's not power rankings.
Okay, what is it?
Contender tiers.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I do the search.
Okay.
I do the search. I search for power rankings.
Sorry, contender tiers.
Contender tiers.
All right, Bobby Rule. Who is it?
I mean, it's a ranking of teams, right?
No, it's not a ranking of teams.
Did I get that wrong or is Choppy?
It's a tier.
We need y'all's verdict on the fan text.
I'm saying 75-25. It's not called power ranking, so that's on you.
All right.
But I mean, you should have known it was a ranking of teams.
The number one tier one, there's one team on tier one. Oklahoma City. That's a bunch of crap.
Without Chet. You said it's a bunch of crap?
That's a bunch of crap.
Why?
You can't. For a team that has never...
I know what you're going to say.
What?
That going through their paces, hazing, the ritual.
Oh, the ritual. Can they make a conference final before we put them as the clear-cut tier one? Are you convinced tomorrow...
You can only be tier... Like, I mean, within a season, wouldn't you... Like, we all thought the Lions... Lions obviously made the NFC Championship game last year, but if they would have lost in the divisional round, would you have said the Lions aren't the best team in the NFL this year?
I know the Celtics, you know... Whatever, but the Celtics, I mean, if the Celtics and the Thunder play in the finals, we think it's clear-cut OKC.
Jason Tatum, by the way, he was on somebody's Twitch stream the other day. They got him on at NBA All-Star Weekend, and they open up the live chat, and everybody starts, yeah, they're already talking. They point and try to show him, and it's everybody just going, we did it, mocking Jason Tatum. They're like, Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, we kind of say that as a joke, so, and they had to like own up that they mocked Jason Tatum to his face.
So, tier one is OKC. Tier two is Denver. They are tier two, but also adding to the list now, late season, Houston, the Clippers. Would anybody have guessed the Clippers? The Lakers also on tier two.
They got a great young superstar.
They do. Memphis has moved into tier two, dropping down to tier three. And then tier three is, quote, in the playoff mix, but the play-in still looms. All right, the play-in still looms. These are just Western Conference teams, by the way. The Mavericks top the tier three. Golden State right after them, Minnesota, and then Sacramento. So they're lumped in with those teams. That's not a contender. That's not a contender to me.
The contender tier power rankings here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. If you're thinking about working from Zoom tomorrow with the sleet, get ready to be yelled at. And what did you think of the SNL 50? All that plus a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway next. All right, let's take you around the NFL real quick here on DFW Sports Station and your official home of the Dallas Cowboys after we hook you up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For turning it on, leaving it on this hour and all week long in the 9 a.m.
What was I thinking?
All right, Tolos, that's right. 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas on May 30th. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Thank you all for listening, and thanks to the promo department for hooking us up with the tickets. 9 o'clock hour every single day this week. So a couple of like NFL rumors just floating around. The New York Giants are getting Matt Stafford. The LA Rams are finally going to blow it up. Where's Cooper Kupp going to end up? Trevor Lawrence to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which Trevor came out in great detail, I think, the other day on the Kay Adams show and said, no, that is not happening. And, oh, by the way, I have a no-trade clause, so a no-trade for T-Law. But I guess we should start with Stafford, Kupp, and maybe the Giants.
All right, so Cooper Kupp, the odds on him and where he would go, the Giants are at 12-1. The number one NFC team is the Lions at 5.5-1.
Oh, my gosh, how frightening would that be?
Denver's the favorite, 4.5-1 to get him. So Denver and then Detroit and then the Commanders next with the Patriots and Chiefs all knotted at 6.5-1. And then you go Steelers, Bills, Giants. Rams keeping him is 12-1, which is odd. Cowboys are sitting at 25-1 to get Cooper Kupp. So kind of a long shot.
Troy Aikman, big fan of his. Had his dad in training camp 1 year and has always talked well of Cooper Kupp.
I mean, I'm a humongous fan. If he's healthy, if he's out there. I mean, the guy will cut you up as a tactician if he can walk.
If he can walk, that's the case. If he can walk.
If Troy's endorsing it, though, that may mean the Cowboys just go, well, no, then we're going to do the exact opposite.
Right. Davante Adams odds, by the way, Buffalo 3-1, Pittsburgh 4-1. Then the Chargers, Commanders, San Francisco, Patriots, Broncos, Cowboys 14-1. Would you rather have Davante or Kupp?
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Injury concern or potential just headache in the locker room?
Yeah. I'll do both. I'm giving you a full season for both.
Kupp? With this team, Kupp.
Okay.
You get just a complete, utter surgeon out there.
All right, now factor in the injuries.
Davante.
Say it loud in the mic.
Kupp. I'll gamble that he's going to be healthy.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, Adams has just been toxic the last 3 years. I don't want him. There's enough problems here right now. I don't want him.
Raider jet pass. Everybody's toxic.
He demanded both of them, though. So he sought it out both times.
Yeah, that's true. He did.
You know, I don't understand the whole New York Rams thing. It'd be stupid of them to go get Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp. Build it. You're in the rebuild. What are you going to go draft a quarterback, reset yourself, unless you're going to get Stafford for a year because you don't think you're going to draft one again. It makes no sense to me to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Look, the Giants, for example, like the Jets aren't any good either. So they don't have to fight with them for media coverage.
I think if you're Daboll, you're begging to get Matt Stafford to save yourself.
If you're Daboll, you're like, I got to get it. I got to win some games.
And maybe Shane, the GM.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who?
Yeah.
So that makes sense from their views. Mm-hmm. If I'm the owner, I'm like, no, we're not missing piece away.
If I'm the owner, I'm going to say, look, I'll give y'all an extension here. I'll give you another year or whatever. Just rebuild this thing.
Who makes sense for Stafford? Just like hand glove.
Pittsburgh, Seattle.
Pittsburgh.
Minnesota.
No, you go with JJ.
Turn it over.
But I mean, if you've got 1 year and you say we're close and O'Connell's already worked with Matt Stafford and gotten him to a Super Bowl before.
Saints.
Man,
maybe the Saints make sense for him.
Saints.
Yeah.
Tennessee just build it, right?
They had the top pick.
How much do the Colts trust Richardson?
Probably not a lot. So those are the rumors that are out there.
Yep. And, Florio said, like, there's weird vibes in L.A. The Stafford trade, obviously. He's 37. He's 37. But you know, this obviously, this if you're the Rams, like, smart organizations recognize that when you see the end of the run, you start to prepare for the next one rather than squeeze the blood from the rocks. There's two ways to go.
That's what Nico did.
Squeeze the blood or prepare for the next one. And it doesn't always work, but that, like, that's the right process. So, like, moving on from him, that might be the way to go. Like, where do you go? Again, Minnesota, Raiders, Giants. Send it back to Detroit.
All right, so I did not realize on Sunday that that was the SNL 50. I don't know. I thought it was Saturday. But no, while I was tweeting like a dummy about the NBA All-Star game, even though I didn't work the next day, people are like, watching SNL 50. And I was like, is SNL 50 on right now? So yesterday I was panicking to make sure I could find it on Peacock or one of the apps that I pay for one show a year here and there. And I watched about three quarters of it. You guys said you did not discuss it yesterday. Who watched and how much?
I watched 2.5 hours. I think I missed the last half hour, basically.
I saw a Bill Murray clip online. Like, does anybody? I don't know anybody that watches it. Like, does this show even have any relevance?
Well, that has nothing to do with this, though. I don't watch it, but
oh, yeah.
It was the most star. You could argue it was the most star-studded room in entertainment ever. You could argue it.
Oh yeah, I mean, this was. There was Jerry Seinfeld, Jason Momoa.
Even try to start listing.
Like, all those people were just loading up on like, I mean, they had massive stars in the very back row because they're just, it's full of all these superstars. To me, it wasn't, I didn't think any of the skits they did were great.
I agree.
I thought they were all just kind of.
I think all their writers need to be fired and blown out.
It was, and they go through these cycles. About every, they'll have a stretch of 5-6 years where they're bad or they're just trying to figure things out. And then they happen to catch something, and for about 3-4 years, they're great, where then they have Bill Hader, Kristen Wiig, John Mulaney, and they'll do this, they go through the cycle every year. Right now, they're one of their downslopes, where they just lost a bunch of people in the last couple of years.
Do you think it has to all do with the writing?
Yeah, I think they find their collection of writers, because, I mean, all the cast writes, too. And so, I think they find their collection, like, they get Kyle Mooney, Beck Bennett, Cecily Strong, they were all funny and came together. But it took a while for them to cobble that together. And then after 3 years, they all bail.
I didn't understand why they opened with the musical act. I get the old and young with
Paul Simon
and Sabrina Carpenter. But I'm like, why is this opening with music? I just wanted the monologue. I love Steve Martin. I didn't think Steve Martin's monologue was that great. I'm sitting there. The skits felt way too long. But again, this is the reason, to your point, RJ, that I haven't watched the show in 10 or 15 years. I mean, I feel like I have to trip and be on LSD to follow these things.
This was just strictly a nostalgia thing.
Yep.
They were tapping into all the skits they did were modifications from bigger skits they've done in the past. And so to me, it's like, oh, okay, this is kind of
like my favorite thing was probably the Q&A with the crowd when you get to see all the stars and Kevin Costner.
But that was
in the
just for the kid. You're like, hey, I know that person, famous.
Yeah. And like, oh my God, Conan O'Brien, what's he doing there? Yeah. And why isn't, you know, what's, oh, there's Peyton Manning.
Jimmy Fallon. Did you notice him just
overlaughing?
Overlaughing in the background. He has to be seen. He's smacking his knee at like the lightest jokes. I'm like, dude, you're overlaughing even as an NCP, like just like, or NPC, just hanging out in the back.
Non-player character.
Yeah, you're hanging out back there and laughing your ass off. But the biggest disappointment for me and for a lot of people was one of the most popular skits they've done or characters was that Bill Hader, Stefan, the yes, who does the like city correspondent. He wasn't there. They did a weekend update with like five different skits. He wasn't there. And a lot of people were like, well, where is he? And the report from, I think it was Variety, had said, well, he just had a long-standing commitment that he couldn't break, but he thankfully declined or you know, respectfully declined. It's like, you know, that just feels a little odd that you did that and one of your bigger stars of the last 20 years is gone.
One of my, look, they more than made up for it, all right? Bill Hader cannot sniff top 50 in that damn room. But I think one of my favorite things, maybe the best thing, was Adam Sandler's song. He had like a 5-minute tribute. And I took just a little bit of it.
50 years of cast members saying, I think our cast is the greatest of all time. But we all know that the first cast was the best. And because of them, we got 4 years of Eddie Murphy, 8 years of Will Forte, 5 years of Jan Hooks and Gilda, 6 of Victoria, 11 of Chang, 3 years of Melanie Hutsell, Michael McKeon crushed it in 2, 1 of Billy Crystal, 6 of Dennis Miller, 8 of Harp in the Glue, 7 years of Ratchet Wing, 5 years of Old Terry and Quinn, 4 of Kazurinsky and Klingon, 11 of Armisen, 14 years of Davis and Handy, Schiller and Spiegel at 25, 18 of Audrey Dippin and Davy Wilson, plus Among and Disco and Bobby Van Ryn, 30 years of Downey, 45 years of Lorne, 6 years of our boy Farley, 5 of our buddy Norm. 50 years of one of us getting to sing live from New York, it's Saturday night. 50 years of standing on home base, waving goodnight and goodbye. 50 years of the best times of our lives.
I'm a sucker for that stuff. That puts me in my feels. It gives me the goosebumps.
And that's a good representation of the show that they ran out there, which was just, it's, this is a tribute to everybody that's been here. And it wasn't meant to be some laugh out loud thing, but it was great.
Well, it probably was meant to be, too.
No, they were hoping it was.
I think you're not writing the skits being like, I'm hoping for an eh.
Sure, I hope for nobody to even mention it, not even a giggle.
I think the primary focus for them, though, was just, let's get the commitments of people showing up. Yeah. And I think that's what they wanted more than anything else. But, I mean, it was, they had the great memoriam to canceled skits, which you couldn't really play. It was more like pictures that they threw up there, but it was like all the skits that would get them canceled
that's
if they did them today.
That's
it was
a brilliant
fun
idea. Good, yeah. Let's crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece next. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Kevin and Mike.
Wow.
Corey Majors out for how long?
He just doesn't want to work with me ever again.
I don't think that is what is happening. He
seven
is not
shows
feeling
left,
well.
And he's decided show 8 and show 7. He's like, I can't stand that guy.
Maybe he'll be back tomorrow for show 6.
He's like, I want my time, and I have to go to Surprise with him. Like,
I do not believe any of that is the case.
What if he gets out of going to Surprise?
Oh, well,
and then that would really that would
I'll
prove
tell you what,
he's
Mike.
Not Gavin Dawson.
Okay,
or Zach Wolchuk. Oh, I got a baby. I got to leave.
I mean, but the baby really did come right then.
Yeah, it's not like your baby that was fake coming when you missed training camp that 1 year.
That was the doctor that said, don't go. If Corey doesn't go to Surprise, then you know what, Mike? Yeah. I'll believe in your theory that he just didn't want to see you anymore.
So it's this week and next week?
Yeah, just today and tomorrow for this week.
Okay. So second to last time you're saying that you and I will see
each other.
We'll
never see each other again.
Yeah, because you'll see Choppy with baseball.
If we run into each other, we might.
The kids pitching.
Cal and Luca might run into each other.
I'm supposed to play, was it Friday or Saturday?
We're supposed to play Thursday night.
It should be a really fun 26-degree weather game.
Didn't Choppy say?
Or maybe it's Saturday.
Chop, haven't you said, though, like once you stop working with somebody, you never talk to them again?
Oh, no, it's a proximity thing. Like if I move away from you, I'll not that I don't like you. I just don't speak to people I don't live close to or see every day.
Okay. So if I like texted you,
I would return. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not a reach out kind of guy.
Okay.
You're the horrible texter. I mean, book it. It's 12 hours later that you're going to hear from Kevin Hagelin.
I was
at
trying
least.
To work on the thing I asked you about.
Every time, hours, I'm like, do people not look at their cell phone? As you're doing right now, as Mike's doing, it's like no one in this building looks at their cell phone during a show. I'm amazed by it.
I do. Look, I will admit, I do struggle with that. And like afterwards, I'll be like,
what are you doing commercial breaks?
More work.
But not looking at your phone for updates or this coming through, or is it all on your computer?
I'm usually looking at the computer and stuff like that.
Usually I'm giving him awesome theories on the world and life. And
that is, and it's hard to get out of that vortex because he's like, you need to look at me. Not you, but like, he's like, you need to look at me when I'm telling you my theory.
Choppy and I already decided. I know you think you're going to your little baseball paradise and all that, and your workload decreases. No. You're one of these, you're going to be miserable.
Yep.
You're going to be miserable without.
No way.
No. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to have an outlet to give all the Mike thoughts. Mike's mind is going to have to be unleashed somewhere, somehow. You're going to have to start a podcast or something because you're just going to have people to talk to things about. Don't you think, Choppy?
Yeah, you have. I don't want to you know, toot your horn here. But
yeah, it's the second to last day, not the last day.
No, go ahead.
You have a gift.
Toot me. Yeah, I think.
Right? You have a gift. Of being able to come up with the craziest damn theories that you could possibly ever come up with.
Yeah.
You are like, you need to have that. You need to continue and harness that. That's rare. Very few of us have that.
I was at Norma's for breakfast this morning, and I'm sorry I'm forgetting the gentleman's name, but he went to R.L. Turner, class of 1990, and he was like, "And I love you on radio." I don't know if he knew that I was leaving, though. I didn't say, "Well, I'm leaving radio."
Right.
But he was just saying how much he liked me. It was awesome.
You really do owe it to us. You owe it to the rest of the society to continue to.
Choppy was late getting in here at 9 o'clock because Mike couldn't finish the talk show that he was having in the commercial break prep. Mike wants to have the talk show. Yeah.
Yes. You think Mike is the number one seat in the building that he could host a 3-hour show by himself the easiest?
I mean, you've done it.
Ooh, how about if I got in and out of breaks, huh?
Well, forget about the structure. I just mean talking and
Will Chambers.
Break.
Will Chambers, you think?
Will Chambers could talk for 3 hours.
Oh, I can see that.
Chris Arnold.
Will is, I love playing golf with Will, and I hate playing golf with Will. Because Will's slow. He's not a slow golfer.
He's a big talker.
He doesn't shut up.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, you wagging his club back and forth, telling you about what happened to Ron Mercer.
Oh, my boy,
in 1996,
Ron Mercer.
Yeah. And why they should have beat Syracuse by 11 more points.
They tanked, and instead of getting Tim Duncan, they got Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
And Ron Mercer.
What's coming up on the show, Kevin?
Right out of... Well, you know what? Honestly, I was going to say, out of the gate... We're going to get a whole bunch of non sequiturs from Mike, I'm sure. But also,
awesome.
Just how good will the Rangers offense be this season compared to the rest of Major League Baseball? And at 11 o'clock, let's talk more Four Nations. And what's your thoughts on Victory Plus so far?
Did you guys watch the SNL 50?
I got about an hour through, and I just haven't had time to finish.
And what did you think of the hour?
I thought it was enjoyable.
Raw as war.
You watch wrestling?
Heck yeah.
He loves wrestling now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He does. Give me your top three favorite wrestlers right now.
I like Gunther because I want him to beat the crap out of Jey Uso, who I think is just yeeting everywhere and can't wrestle.
I have no idea what language he's speaking. I'm hoping these are credible people.
He's speaking Jet Alpha when he said yeeting.
Those are real people.
Yeeting? And what is he eating?
So the Echo Chamber is March 1st at 6 p.m.
The Elimination Chamber.
The Echo Chamber.
And last night, yesterday,
he goes... Who do you think's taking this Echo Chamber? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I couldn't remember. It's the Exchange Chamber?
It's the Elimination Chamber.
See, this type of stuff is going to leak out during your Ranger games. You're going to turn into Josh Lewin and right back in this building.
Yep. He's going to be calling Seinfeld.
Tom Green is going to run you out of town.
No way Spittle's taking me back.
That's a good point.
Seth freaking Rollins made it to the Elimination Chamber last night. He beat a guy that I was like, he has to beat him because I barely know this guy.
We saw him in
Owen Hart.
Yeah, he was at
New Orleans.
Do your kids like it?
Nope, not at all.
Wow.
But my nephews do. I got them into it because I took them to the TNA wrestling event, and they thought it was like one of them said it was 100 out of 10. I said 1 out of 10. How was this? And they just thought it was the greatest. So then I invited them over for the Royal Rumble and had a pizza party with them. And so we're
paid the pay-per-view?
No, he probably had a super friendly person who allowed them to use his Peacock.
Okay.
And so March 1st, the Elimination Chamber. John Cena.
TNA and Peacock.
I think John Cena's going to win because they need him to be at WrestleMania for his last ever event.
I could see that.
But we have Seth freaking Rollins. We got Logan Paul. Drew McIntyre.
So I was assuming when you guys had on Shad Khan, Tony Khan, you know, three times a week.
It was just for Kevin.
You were like out of the studio and it was a selfish Kevin book, but you're in it.
Like a Jerry interview.
Now I am.
Okay.
Even though if you want to talk to Tony Khan,
yes,
he will repeat himself 47 times and not let you get in a word. And I'm like, we get it. You're going to Australia for a wrestling event. You've said it 47 times in 3 seconds. Slow the F down. We can ask you questions. My God.
Man. See?
Never getting him on now.
Did he do that, do you think, because you hit him with the Trevor Lawrence question last time? And he's like, I'm not going to let him talk.
I don't think he has an idea that it was me when we were at the Super Bowl who asked the Trevor Lawrence question. He was on 48 cups of coffee at that point, I think.
That's my guy.
All right, Bob, let's finish up with some Ask Reddit that we normally do. 740 Express.
All right. Let's lead off with this one for Mike. Mike, you're a big Heaven guy, right?
I believe, yeah. This morning I had a friendly breakfast and a little Bible study this morning.
If heaven is associated with harps, then what instrument is hell associated with?
Accordion.
Accordion was a very popular answer over on
really?
Reddit. Yeah.
Accordion?
It has to be an instrument.
Somebody said, what's those things that people like play at the soccer games that's really annoying? That.
Vuvuzela.
That. Somebody said God, that would be the
that
sound
in hell. We all knew that.
Because that was like the non-soccer people. That's all we focused on.
But that was like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
South Africa, right?
Isn't it interesting how we make angels out to be these very like oh they're so nice and but everybody's scared to death. If you read any of the Bible, when an angel appears, it is not a beautiful angel. It is complete and total fear, and
Satan
they have to calm the person down.
And the angels take you to hell?
Or
maybe they're just
demons. I mean, fallen demons. Angels.
Lucifer was sent there. He was an angel.
But when an angel comes, whether it's let's say to Jacob or to Mary or to Joseph, they're not like beautiful angel. They are scared at first. And then the angel has to say, I'm a messenger.
Okay, so
I'm not here to take you to hell.
Did you say accordion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trombone.
I assumed, trombone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because then you get there and it's like, wah, wah, wah.
I just have PTSD from Jacob going brr, 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 for an hour straight in the apartment.
I assume it's a bass guitar. But the body of the bass guitar is like a torso of a human from like Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay.
That sounds like it could rock kind of, though.
You ever watch the YouTube videos where people say that they've gone to hell?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. It's pretty darn scary.
All right.
I don't think there's music being played there.
I like
hear a lot of screaming, though, it sounds like.
I like being able to ask Mike these to lead off. Mike, if you had to defeat an exact copy of yourself in a fight, how would you do it?
If you
were going up against a copy of yourself and you had to fight you, how are you beating yourself up?
And do I have more powers than me?
You know your weaknesses. What are you doing?
I mean, balls for men are a big weakness.
Balls are a weakness, yes.
So, I mean, if I can get myself in the balls, I'm going to win.
Sounds like that should have been on SNL 50.
Balls for men.
Show me your meat.
Mine would be, and I tried this on my buddy, he's the only person on earth this hasn't worked against. You pinch the underarm fat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
dude.
And it's over. Have you ever been pinched here?
Oh, yeah.
That hurts.
Mike?
Leaves a mark.
Really pinched. I've never seen anyone be able to withstand it.
Have you ever gotten the little like tendon just above the elbow there?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to go do it to you. Hold on.
No.
Yeah, let me hear real quick.
No, you're not doing
What's
it.
What's the next question?
I'm going to punch you. I'm not letting you do the thing.
I'm going to tell you where
it is. Okay.
He's just going to tickle you. He's just going to tickle you, Sean.
Yeah.
He's just going to tickle you.
Oh, for me, I would just start the fight.
I don't know why he said like that.
If it was me, I would just start the fight. I won't fight back.
Because that'll end it.
I won't fight back. If you want to try to fight me, come on. I'm not going to fight back.
So both choppies would be pacifists and just kind of
I don't fight back. I don't fight back. Like, you want to fight? If you want to put, I don't care.
Then the Spider-Man's just pointing.
Yeah.
You want to put enough, I don't put energy out to fight. I'm not doing that. Like, you go ahead and fight. You knock yourself out.
Even if somebody starts punching you in the face.
I don't care. They'll get tired eventually.
Kevin Hagelin, what show are you desperately waiting for a new season of?
Alice in Borderland.
What is that?
That is a better version of Squid Game.
I'm seriously annoyed at this new trend. Landman, which was awesome. Have you watched it yet?
No.
It's so good. It was like an eight. I'm sick of these 8-episode seasons that TV networks have decided to start.
Right.
And they're half an hour episodes. Like, we used to get 22 episodes a season or something like that. So Landman just went through. It was done in 8 weeks. And it's like, all right, we'll see you in a year and a half probably now.
The good news is that producer puts in 75 years worth of stories into 8 weeks. And you're like, you need to slow the F down, dude.
It's Tony Khan writing.
It is.
I can see that.
It is.
He needs an editor.
Because
when
we get to whatever, what's the Kevin Costner show?
Yellowstone.
You get to like season 3 or 4, you're like, yeah, you used all your material. You didn't have to use.
But here's a country music concert.
That's right.
I mean, he has 6 different huge storylines going on in one episode, and you're like, you don't have to have 6. Like, cut it down to 2 or 3, and we'll be satisfied, and you'll have more stuff to talk about later.
We started White Lotus on Sunday night.
Have you seen the other 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
Also, we didn't
have hotel guy. He was getting to town in his office.
Haven't had a chance to watch. Haven't had a chance to see it. But Yellow Jacket started this week too.
Okay, are you also caught up on that? Because I have seen the first two seasons.
Yeah,
I've not seen the new.
But I gotta. Yet. I don't have Showtime anymore. I gotta find a way. I gotta get Showtime.
What'd you think of that scene, Sean?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh. White Lotus season see two. It now?
Mine is Narcos.
Oh yeah, man.
I've been dying for the new Narcos. I have no idea when it's.
There's
coming
a new
out.
One coming out.
I assume they're gonna get the El Chapo.
There's plenty of Narcos.
There are.
Yes. So there
not
you
anymore.
Go.
Okay. Not anymore.
The KMC masterpiece is next on 105.3 The Fan.
See you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.